Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Saints. Good afternoon. And welcome to another weekly edition of Is This the Church? I'm laughing because the squirrels are still at it. The squirrels, the raccoon, the mouse, the rat, whatever it is. It's like the invisible raccoon or it destroys. It comes in under dark. It just destroys everything, and then it disappears, and it leaves a little smiley face. And I'm defeated. I had that. That's it. Today I went outside. I got a stick, and I got one of my handkerchiefs, and I put it on the stick, and I waved it, surrender, and now it's in there. It's in the den, the stick and the flag, and the handkerchief is hanging there, and I'm just letting them know he's won. He's won. That's it. I'm done. Well, let me bring on Sister AJ. We have a great show for you today. And that's it. I have to admit when I'm defeated. I've never been defeated by a false teacher. But now this rat, whatever this thing is, I'm crying, Uncle. Please leave me alone. Please go to another house. Please. It's AJ. How you doing?
Well, maybe the rodents are smarter than these wolves, huh? These false
creatures. That's right. That's right. And the thing is, you know, I can hear it. It's running in the house. It's running in the, you know, inside the wood, inside the walls. It's running. You can hear it. And everybody hears it. And, you know, and he has a run of the house. He has a run of the house. So it is what it is. So I got a stick and I put a handkerchief on it. You know, like the surrender, when you surrender and you just do the white flag thing. That's what I did today, and that's it. I want a peace treaty. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, boy. So it's living
everything.
Up there now? You think
I hear it scampering in the walls.
Just passing through? Oh, okay.
I hear it scampering in the walls, yes. I mean, he set up before you know it, he's going to kick me out. Before you know it, he's going to tell me I have to leave.
Oh, boy.
That's it.
Mm.
That's it. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
I don't know.
This is only the second time in my life that I've had to surrender and say I give up. The first time is when my wife twisted my arm, and then I said, I'll marry you, and that was the first time. And then this is the second time. What are you going to do? This is it. I can't fight it. I can't fight it. So that's it.
Yeah, maybe you're going to have to move your stash.
Well, listen, the stash is ruined because and he got mad because what I did was in one box I put all cans, right? And, you know, they can't bite through metal.
Right.
So that really ticked them off. That really ticked them off. So he got to one of my suits. He tore up my suit. He chewed it all up, and he left it there in pieces.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's vindictive. He's, you know, he's like, let me know. This is it. You know, I'm gonna show you a lesson.
You got Ben on your hands. You remember that rat movie from a long time ago?
Yeah,
Ben.
Absolutely. 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 So that's it. That's it. He's taken over. He's taken over. And this mutt dog I got here doesn't do anything. I mean, he just sits there and he doesn't bark. He doesn't sound the alarm. He does nothing, but he's another one. He's a, you know, my wife said that the buyer told her it was a designer dog, right? like something special. Well, he does nothing. Nothing. Doesn't bark. Doesn't sound the alarm. Doesn't let me know, you know, that anything is wrong. And, you know, dogs are supposed to have special hearing, special smelling. This one's got nothing. He's nothing.
Maybe you need a cat.
Well, that's a possibility. I may need a cat. So I'm going to see what I have to do. But, I already put out the flag, so I'm crying uncle. I'm crying uncle, so. But that's where we are.
Okay.
We have a good show today. We were really getting into it last week with with Michael Todd, and it was really getting good. It was really getting good, and we ran out of time. So I'm looking forward to today's broadcast. So set this up for us.
Well, as you said, we left off with Michael Todd and the sermon review from last week, but I came up with a little bit of something that I wanted to share before we get back to him today, if that's okay. And that's the first email that I sent.
All right.
Remember when we were doing our feature on Sarah Jakes and her being the heir apparent to T.D. Jakes's Thou Art Loosed? Well, they had their final conference last week, and
okay.
So he did the first audio I sent is because he made it official now that he is retiring the Woman Thou Art Loose brand and passing it on to Sarah and anointed her as the one to carry on this woman empowerment movement here. And so I wanted you to see this audio, this video that Jake's put out on his YouTube page of the, I guess you could call it her coronation. I don't know what else to call it.
All right, let's
And how he uses the scripture, which I don't know how the scripture he used applies to this, but we maybe you can help me understand that too. And so it's the first audio I sent you, and it's called Loose to Evolve. Bishop T.D. Okay. Jakes passes the WTAL torch to Sarah.
Okay, let's see what's happening here. Let's see this mess.
This is kind of long, and he's gonna go through to his routine, and then like the last couple of minutes, Sarah's gonna speak. So I'll let you decide if you want to listen to that part or not. If not,
okay,
you can stop it after T.D. Jakes and his wife exit stage left, and if we have time, we'll get back to Michael.
All right, sounds good. Here it is, starting at the beginning, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God.
Oh, I see what he got now. He's got Coca-Cola sponsoring this.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, he turned corporate now. Now, see, and when I used to work in the secular world, when I was a social worker and I worked for DFTA. DFTA is an acronym for Department for the Aging. We used to get, whenever my nonprofit organization, the one I used to work for, put on things for the elderly, right? We always got sponsors. So you would go to Pampers because Pampers made, you know, diapers for adult people. So you go to people who, you go to companies that cater to the adults and say, would you sponsor us? Then we would give you a table where you can give out your sample Pampers and, you know, all the stuff that the elderly need. So now what happens is these sponsors, the money that they give you, pay for everything. So whatever you charge, that goes in your pocket.
Right. And I think the last I looked on, like when we were doing the feature on Sarah, I looked out there on the Woman Died Loose registration page, and it was like $200 or something like that.
Yeah,
was the registration fee. So, yeah, he cleaned up.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Watch this closely. Now there was a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He was not that light, but sent to bear witness of that light, saying, there is one coming after me who is mightier than I. His shoes I am not worthy to latch it. I have indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
That's not the way the text goes. He's taking a scripture
right
out of John and marrying it to a scripture in Matthew. That's not the way the text goes. But let's see what he's got to say.
Right.
Yeah. You were going to say?
I was going to say I don't even see what it has to do with this event, this scripture he's using, but we'll see.
Yep. As long as you pull up a scripture, people are happy. See, that's the
okay
thing. Yeah, that's it. Just pull up a scripture and promote Coca-Cola and charge them $200 and they're happy.
Right, right.
In the third chapter of the Gospel of St. John, verse 27 through 30, he continues his dialogue by saying, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Wait a minute. You can receive nothing, nothing, except it be given you from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He says, I'm not jealous. He said, if I'm the friend of the bridegroom, then I would not be jealous. You can't be jealous of people you love. He says, he must increase that I might decrease.
So is he using this to say, I can't be jealous of Sarah? And I have to decrease so that she can increase.
One coming after him that's mightier than him.
Is that why he's using that?
I guess that's what it sounds like. But all of that stuff points to Jesus and John's role as his forerunner, which was prophesied.
Right.
So what is he talking about?
And those scriptures can never be used again.
No,
in other words,
no one will ever fulfill those two prophecies except John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Right. I mean, you can't insert yourself there and say, you know, I'm coming after him, which means I'm mightier. That's nonsense.
Well, he's got a lot of hubris to use those scriptures for himself. And his daughter, he'd have been better off using the example of maybe Elijah and Elisha rather than this.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, let's see.
This transitional moment, this transfer moment, woman thou art loose comes to an end today, but that does not mean that there is not something next. Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, when you stand and walk to this stage, you're walking into your destiny.
See, all of that is CRAP. In other words, he's talking and he's injecting in the people's mind, this is it. Buddy, listen to me. I would take this serious, a woman that wasn't even related to him and said, you're the one. But why is it that all of the successors have to be our children?
And it's women there that have been with him from the beginning. I don't know if you know a lady named Rita Twigg.
I don't know her.
She's worked with T.D. Jakes and has participated in these Woman Thy Loose conferences for a long time.
She
Why not her?
Because she's a house Negro. See, that's it. That's it. See, they brainwash the house Negroes. You know, there's a movie. There's a movie. It's for guys. It's called Django Unchained. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And right. in that movie, the great actor Samuel, oh, no, I said great actor. I didn't say great Christian. I said
right.
great actor. Because whatever he does, he's a great actor.
He's good
Samuel,
at it,
oh, yeah. Samuel L. Jackson plays the house Negro like I've never seen anybody play it before. The house Negro almost thinks he's white, but he's not. See, and that's what they do. They keep you real close to them so that you think you're special.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes out to Dolan stuff, you get nothing.
Right.
The kids get everything. You don't realize
you
when
end
you
up,
work.
You end up working for the children.
That's it. That's the problem with the house Negro. The daddy dies or the daddy moves on and you wind up working for Junior. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a plantation. Did you hear all the people clapping?
Right.
They're all excited.
Yeah. Screaming her name and everything. It's
right.
ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, it should be called Slaves Thou Art Loose because... They're all on the plantation. They're all on the plantation.
Well, they can't loose the slaves now because Sarah got to have something.
Right. No, that's it. I mean, but what I'm saying, if this was true, it would be slaves out.
Okay.
Because, listen, think about it. If I'm on the plantation and Massa says, today thou art loose, then I can scream. But if Massa says to me, if Massa says to me, I'm going to put you in the hands of another Massa, then I start to cry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why? Because I'm still in bondage. Because
you're still a slave. Yeah.
Right.
Nothing.
I don't know what they're
cheering
about.
For you.
Exactly. Exactly. But you see, that's how severely brainwashed they are, that they're clapping. Because next year they're going to be back there, and instead of paying $200, Miss Anointed's going to think it's now $300.
Right.
And they'll pay it like nothing.
Right?
Right. And what does that little girl have to say to you or to me? No, listen, she's got nothing to offer you or me or anybody.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, some of them... older than I seem to think she does have something to offer. So some of them will follow her just like they followed her daddy.
Right. See, I'll follow a guy like Dr. King. Dr. King was young. He was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the word of the Lord in his mouth, right? I mean, you can tell the difference between, right? You can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. And you
so
could
I'll
tell that
young...
he was intelligent, unlike, you know, Sarah, you know.
Sure.
Boy, she's a rough one to listen to.
She's very rough, very rough, very rough. She's another Michael Todd. Very rough to listen
yes.
to.
Yes, she is.
All right, so let's see what happens now. I got to go back to hearing the cheering because maybe I misheard. Maybe he said... all of y'all are loose, and maybe that's why they cheered. Let me listen.
Okay, maybe I missed it.
There is not something next. Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts. When you stand and walk to this stage, you're walking into your destiny. Your future. Your calling. Your purpose. Your giftings. Stand up, girl. This is your moment. Walk to the stage. I read the scripture in John because when Jesus came along, John was the man. He had the crowd. He had the name. He had the audience. He had the power. He had the brand. He was unique. He was authentic. He was creative. Jesus said there was none like John. But the truth of the matter is God gave John his platform so that he would be smart enough to know when to pass it on.
There you go. There you see?
Yeah.
There you go. So he's John the Baptist.
But what brand was John? Did he have a brand?
No,
I don't remember seeing that in here.
No. John, listen, when you look at T.D. Jakes and his brands of clothes, John had one shirt, one outfit,
yep.
The camel hair outfit. That was it.
Right.
That's all he had.
Jesus would say T.D. Jakes has the soft remnant.
Exactly. Exactly. So, no, this is, again.
So is T.D. about to get his head chopped off since he's John the Baptist? Is he about to die or something?
Listen. First of all, one is the God-man.
That's right.
The other's just the man. Don't be stupid. Don't, now, of course, these guys will do anything for their children. I get it. Listen, what has he got to lose? His soul is already damned. This guy sold out. I mean, right? I mean,
twisting scripture and inserting yourself in the text, that's just par for the course for him. So, this is nothing new. But my goodness,
new.
Jesus and John the Baptist?
That's it.
Really?
Yeah. So, it's sad. It's sad. And here's this poor girl, she's an actress. You can just see her. She's so shocked. Just the age. She's shocked, AJ. Oh my goodness. She's
and,
so theatrical.
Crying, although I didn't see that many tears. And see, the thing about it is, this is no surprise because when we did our feature on Sarah, it was pretty obvious that he was grooming her for this.
Right.
Last several years, she's got a little woman evolved thing she does. And, so this has been set up to be this way for a while.
Absolutely.
He just needed to make it official and do one more money grab by doing another conference.
Sure. And COVID stopped him from doing this. He wanted to do this
some time ago. Yeah,
he
wanted to do this in 2020, but the coronavirus put the kibosh on that. He wanted to do it in person, not online, because
mm-hmm.
you make more money that way.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, no, this is his way of just moving on to something else because he's got more money. Listen. He's into movies. He's into, this guy's into everything now.
Right.
He's, like Joel Osteen. Remember you did that show where Joel Osteen owns radio stations now or a radio station or something?
Yeah, he's got a channel on satellite radio. Yeah.
Right. These guys have more money than they know what to do with. So they start playing Monopoly. Right? That's what these guys do. They milk the church. All this is blood money. All of this is blood money. And then now we decide to give this to you? Dude, this is not about Christ. A brand. You're talking about John had a brand. What are you talking about? You're absurd.
Nope. Yep.
Absurd. This is nonsense. This is gibberish. Think about it. How long has he been doing Woman Thou Art Loose?
Since the early to mid-90s, I think.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's say 30 years. Okay, conservatively.
Yeah.
Let's put 25 years he's been doing Woman Thou, let's say conservatively, okay? John the Baptist didn't last a year in ministry before they cut off his head. A year. His ministry was short. He appeared.
Right.
He appeared.
And then
people
was gone.
Started, and then Jesus showed up and he said, I must decrease so that he must increase. And behold, he points to him and says, behold the Lamb of God. And then soon after that, he attacks Herod. Herod has him arrested. Salome dances and his head comes off. What are you talking about, a brand? The guy wasn't even a year in ministry. What are you talking about? And you've been running this scam for 25 plus years.
Exactly.
This guy's just moving on to
other scams.
Right.
He's not dying or anything that we know of.
Right. Absolutely. And look at the morons in the background cheering as this guy sticks them up and takes their money.
Yep.
Okay.
And after 30 years of ministering Woman Thou Art Loose.
There you go, 30 years. 30
yeah,
years.
Okay.
Right? He just
yeah.
gave us the years. Okay, 30 years. Dude, John the Baptist didn't last a year. What brand did he develop? I mean, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And he says John the Baptist was an innovator. Really? And what did he
God gave him his platform like he's a social media influencer or something.
Crazy. Crazy. Wow.
And 45, 46 years of preaching the gospel. The time has come that I must decrease, that you might increase.
I mean, this guy is, I mean, he sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah.
He sold his, this guy is, I mean.
Because how do you do that if you love the Lord even a little bit and have any respect for his word?
I mean, how do you, it's just blasphemous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
This is full-blown blasphemy.
And you can almost feel sorry for Sarah, even though individually we're all responsible before a holy God for what we do. But you can almost feel sorry for Sarah and some of these other kids that have been brought up by these wolves because they don't know any better.
She's a child of perdition. As Jude says, these are children
mm-hmm.
of perdition. The whole lot of them. They, you know, that's it. That's it. You look at Joe. Remember you did this show on Joe Osteen and then his kids? I mean, the boy and the kid is, God taking pictures of me and he's showing them to the angels. What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Children
indeed.
Of perdition. Children of perdition. You know, this is why when you go, they have people up here, they're called nuisance rangers. Nuisance,
mm-hmm.
right? For example, we just had, it was corn season, right? You know, where you, the corn is ripe. Well, a guy in my church, he's a nuisance guy. You know, he's a certified nuisance ranger. So he gets a call and there is this bear, he's in a cornfield, and he's just eating all of the farmer's corn. And what the way it was explained to me is the bears, they don't even get up. They lie down, grab the corn, eat them, and they keep rolling. They're so lazy that they don't even have to get up. They just roll,
wow.
Grab the corn, and just wow. and before you know it, he's rolled
through.
On half an acre, right? I mean, just so they call,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. One bullet, boom, down you go. Down you go because you're a nuisance. The same thing with coyotes. The other day we were at men's fellowship, and I was, hey, Pastor, when you go home, be careful. I said, why? They said, the deer are all stirred up. Why is that? Coyotes are loose. Right? So now,
mm-hmm.
now the coyotes don't get a license from New York State when it's deer hunting. They deer hunt all the time.
Right.
So now the nuisance officers take out the coyotes because when deer season comes, they want deer to be around. If you don't take out the coyotes will take out the deer, and then when deer season comes, there's no deer for you.
Right.
So, you see, they go down the food chain, and they start taking out, and T.D. Jakes, his daughter, his wife, the whole, they're all nuisance. They're all a nuisance. That's what these people
yep.
are. And for him to be using that scripture,
mm-hmm.
and to be pointing to her as this great thing. She's a dum-dum,
right.
dude. I'm sorry to tell you, you know, I'm sure she's a nice girl. Like you said, AJ, she's been led astray. She's been sold the bill of goods.
Mm-hmm.
She's being used by
yep.
her. The same way her daddy uses millions of women, he's using her.
Yes, he is.
That's what he's doing. He's pimping out his own daughter. She doesn't realize it. She doesn't know what daddy's
nope.
doing to her. Right? I mean,
right.
It reminds me of Aretha Franklin's father, the C.R. Franklin.
C.R. Franklin.
Right, the preacher with the million-dollar voice. He pimped out his own daughter. Right?
Yeah,
you're gonna work for me. You're gonna do what I tell you to do. Until she went on her own. But that's what these guys do. They take their children and they turn them into pimps and prostitutes.
Mm.
It's the same thing. But like you said, she's a woman now, and she's made her own choices, and she's following
right.
daddy. She's following
yes,
daddy.
She is.
She wants that. She and like
mm-hmm.
you said, I'm watching this video, and she's squinting and not a drop. She's squeezing those eyes, but nothing. That's phony.
Yes.
All right. This is all rehearsed because I'm sure they practiced this at
it's
the house.
It's all scripted. It's scripted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I am so proud of you. Don't get it twisted. I'd be proud of you if you were driving for the post office. I'd be proud of you if you worked at Kmart. I'd be proud of you if you were sweeping the floor.
Sister AJ, do you believe that?
Nope, because one thing I want to point out to you, where is Cora? She is not there. She is nowhere to be seen in any of this. She is,
right.
She was on the speaking agenda, but after a while, she's not. And I'm thinking, well, she couldn't even be present for her sister's big moment. Where
right.
is Cora?
Exactly.
If it doesn't matter what they're doing, you'd be proud. I like to say, where is Leah?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what these two young women remind me of, Leah
yep.
and Rachel.
Right. And instead of fighting for the affections of a husband, they're fighting for the affections of their father.
That's right.
Who has turned them into enemies without them even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
because that's what he's done.
Right, because the camera's gonna show screenshots of the relatives, the family, you know, her husband, a couple of her kids. I even saw two of her brothers there, but Cora is nowhere to be found unless she's way incognito.
Mm-hmm. Or behind the camera like Joe used to be. But no, this is all a lie. This is, you know.
Yeah.
It's messed up. It's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And by the way, when you look at her dress and his jacket, it's matching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's matching.
You know this was planned.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not just proud of what you do. I'm proud of who you are. You are bone of my bone. You are flesh of my flesh. My DNA runs through your body. But none of that is the reason why you are standing on this stage.
Oh, really?
Like I said, there are other women that he could have put in charge of this if that was the case.
Sure.
I don't believe him.
Mm-mm. No. Absolutely not. I mean, the IRS, should put it into law, or the kind of put it into law, that no child of a pastor can inherit a 501c3. It's got to be, there's so much abuse in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much abuse.
But is he really inheriting, she really inheriting anything? Because he's just retiring the brand of Woman Thou Loose. He's not doing any more conferences, that sort of thing. And now Sarah is supposed to run with the Woman Evolve. So there's not a real transference of anything taking place, I don't believe.
There is.
He's not going to be carrying on. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. When let's say, for example, I pastor a little church, right, in the little town that I pastor. And there are companies that will call you and say, hey, I can give you the email addresses, the phone number, and the addresses of all people who have registered as evangelicals. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And for that list, you pay a big price.
Oh.
Right? Because
like,
it's hard.
Like a donor list?
Right. Exactly. So what do you think he's done to his daughter? He's given her that. He's given her that free of charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, look at all the zombies he's putting in, because the zombies are the ones that are applauding. These are the people who are coming back next year.
The next generation of silly women, as Paul would call it.
Right. So, no, he's given her, listen, he's given her the model. Now, of course, it probably goes under a different name because he doesn't.
Woman Evolve. That's her.
Right.
Her women's thing is Woman Evolve.
Right. But I'm also sure he owns that.
You think so?
Yep. I am convinced that he incorporated that. And that he incorporated it for her, but he's the president and
CEO or something like that.
Well, he can't put CEO because then it would be a for-profit. But he's the president of the nonprofit organization. And she's the vice president. Or maybe his wife is the vice president, and then she is the first trustee.
Okay.
Now, No, he is not giving her control of anything. again, in the eyes of the people, it's a smooth transition. But I'm going to tell you, he's going to help her run that thing every year. He's going to give her tips. He's going to give her, you know, all the pointers that she needs. His accountants are going to be there. For example, those people that helped him with Women That Are Loose, they're just going to be working with her. And all it is he wants to be free to go do some other things, and he's just got his daughter minding that particular business.
Keeping that female-oriented cash cow, but just under a different name.
Right, and he's going to get his percentage. He's going to get his percentage. That's what that is. There's a guy down the road from me. He's a mechanic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taking my cars to him for years. And then one day I take the car, and then he says, "I want you to introduce you to the new owner." And the new owner is the mechanic, because there was the mechanic and the owner of the place, but then he had a young man as the mechanic who worked for him for 20 years. So the mechanic owner wanted to sell, and the mechanic who was working for him says, I'll buy the business. So it's like a father and son thing, even though they're not blood related.
Okay.
So the young mechanic now, the older mechanic said to me in front of the young mechanic, "Listen, he's been working with me for 20 years, so me fixing your cars all this time you've been bringing them is like he's been fixing them. So please stay with us. Please, you know." Now, of course, the young man owes him for the business, right? Because it's a building. It's a clientele list. It's 20 mm-hmm. years of service, right, that the guy's been there. He's built up
right.
a big. So, but the young kid's going to pay him. It's not free. The young kid just doesn't have the money up front, but he's going to pay him. And the way it works is this guy, the young kid, the guy's going to retire. He's going to get in his Winnebago and go wherever he wants to go. But all the money goes to the accountant. The accountant takes out the owner's money, what they agreed to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And when the young man pays it down, then, you know, he doesn't owe the old man anything. But he's going to get his.
Right.
Because you don't walk away, right? So
right.
they say walking away from nothing.
Okay,
he's just,
gotcha.
Right, yeah. And that's
Thanks
the,
for
that's
explaining
why,
that to me.
Right. This is why, it's the same thing with Joel Osteen. When he retires, if he's still alive, if he's in good health, and he gives the church to his son, his son's going to be kicking up to daddy. That's
right.
the way
okay.
it works. Victoria's going to get her paycheck. Victoria's never going to be without a job.
And as long as Grandma Dodie is alive, she'll be taken care of.
Dodie gets money. She's on the payroll.
Right.
Dodie has never missed a check. Even during COVID, when all those people weren't getting paid, Mama was getting paid. I can bet you Mama was getting paid.
I agree with you.
All those people are on the payroll. I saw it with way smaller churches that it was that way. That's the agreement. Daddy retires. Daddy built this up. Daddy gets his pay. After Daddy gets paid first, then I get paid. And remember what happened with Fred Price, he gave the church to the boy, right?
Yes.
And when the boy messed up, what did Fred Price do? He jumped right in
there.
Sat him down. I'm taking over. Now, you never saw Fred Price. They were playing his reruns. He was never there. The wife was there
mm-hmm.
saying, everything's going to be okay. Don't worry, people. But Fred Price, why? Because Fred Price was getting kickbacks. He was getting his, and he's going to make sure he keeps getting his. And why is it? And why is it that no one else in Fred Price's church stepped in there and started preaching? Why is it that they were running reruns? Because it's about DNA. If you don't have Fred Price's DNA, you're just a house Negro. That's all you are. To get to sit in that chair, you better have his blood running through your veins.
Mm.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is with these people. That's the way it is in the wolf pack. In the wolf pack, the alpha pups, that's it. Everybody works to keep those alpha pups happy. And then when mama and daddy alpha die, one of those alpha wolf pups takes over.
That's right.
That's just the way it is, the same thing. He's getting his. Listen, it's so much of a cash cow. It's just a big cash cow. This guy's got T.D. Jakes has got a list that most preachers drool over. They drool over that stuff. Look at all the people there. The guy is talking nonsense, and they're applauding. They're happy. The new Pharaoh was crowned. Think about it. These are Israelites.
Yeah.
Pharaoh just put a new Pharaoh. And the Israelites who are enslaved are clapping. Have you ever heard of such a thing? No. But that's what happens when you spiritually lobotomize an entire generation.
Yeah, that's right.
And women now are loose as a big forest because they never got loose.
No, they
never got loose.
And his own family hadn't been loosed. You know, we've talked about that.
Right.
And then there's still currently things going on with them, so.
Absolutely. So, no. This is a big, you know, it's like part of his portfolio, you know. It's part of his investment portfolio.
Okay.
That's what this is. And he just wants, you know, he's been grooming her. Like, look, I believe the other girl is going to get the church. I believe that.
Even with everything that's happened,
what's going to happen is she's going to divorce that guy, right?
Which she already did.
Right. And then she's going to clean up the thing about kidnapping the baby, right?
Right.
That'll get cleaned up. And
she'll
be back.
She'll sit on ice for a couple years, probably.
Right. But when she comes back, she's going to come. Because the other thing we have to remember is, T.D. Jakes just doesn't have one Potter's house.
No, he's got several.
Right. Several. So, no, and that other girl, she can run circles around this one over here. This one got it because she's pretty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as her speaking ability, Cora's still talking black nonsense, but like her daddy, but you can listen to her without falling asleep.
Correct.
She has her father's flair for speaking.
Right.
And Sarah got the better hand when it came down to looks. That's why I call them Leah and Rachel.
Correct. Absolutely. Because, look, if you're going to push a cosmetic line, you have to have a certain kind of face.
Right.
If you're going to push a clothing line, you got to have a certain kind of body, right? I mean, let's just be real, right? You know, these people are very calculated. They they say, look, baby, this is better for you, and this is better for you. And so each one, go to your own field. I'll help you. We'll build the empire, you know, this, that, and the other. So it's just the way it is. The other one's got to sit down a while until things cool down.
Yeah.
Once things cool, because they sent her on the road to get out there and visit all these places where his daddy's got the list of women and make the rounds. The other one, she's gonna stay in Dallas. She just, you know, what happened was unforeseen error on their part that
right.
the guy was a pedophile and all that other stuff. See?
Right.
But that's it. That's it. I mean, it was set in stone. This is what everybody gets. Because, again.
Yeah. And the boys mostly work behind the scenes. It seemed like none of them really wanted to be preachers. It was the daughters that wanted to be like their daddy.
Yeah, and the boys, you know, they have their proclivities. They have their, you know.
Yeah.
and the church is not ready for that yet. Now, maybe in 20 years, you can put a gay son to preach and the church will be for it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you just, who knows? Again, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying Joe Osteen's boy is gay. I'm not saying that. I have no proof. I don't even see any mannerisms.
You never know, but
right. But in a few years, if he comes out as gay, the church will be ready to accept him.
Yeah.
See, and because that's where we're heading. That's where we're heading. That's where we're going. So it's just a matter of timing. See, Carlton Pearson was so self-deceived, and he was
got
so
ahead
full
of himself.
He was so narcissistic, and he thought that everybody loved him the way he loved himself.
Right.
Right? And then he had a rude awakening. No,
right,
everybody doesn't love you the way
you do. If he'd waited about 10 years, he would probably not have lost as much as he did.
Correct. And if he had waited until now, he would have lost
mm-hmm.
nothing.
You're right.
Because,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now
they
try
just,
to bring him back.
And he's making a comeback, right? He's
talked
making
about
a comeback.
That all that time ago, that he was probably going to make a reappearance. Not like before, but he's going to be back in church circles.
Sure, sure. I mean, it is what it is. And
mm-hmm.
we're so, the so-called church,
the church
is so
gone, diluted.
Yeah, that, you know, nothing, the gospel doesn't, I mean, look how T.D. Jakes took the first epistle, the first gospel, the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and wrapped it together with the third gospel and just completely twisted it so that now he's John the Baptist and his daughter Sarah is Jesus.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, this is, you know, wow. This is not just cringeworthy. It's a miracle that fire didn't come down from heaven and consume them both.
I was just thinking he'd get out of the way for the lightning strike. But
that's it.
The Lord will give him his comeuppance eventually.
Right. But, you know, as I read 2 Peter and Jude and I read portions of Revelation, God's judgment, because when you read the book of Acts, early on in the book of Acts, God was just killing people. He killed Ananias and Sapphira, right?
Mm-hmm.
He killed Herod in Acts 12, when people started saying we're looking at a God, and he started to take it in, and the Bible says the angel of the Lord came and smote him. So there are portions in the New Testament where God just kills you right there, right on the spot. You're dead.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're in the last days and there's supposed to be this great falling away, God allows these agents of Satan to gain ground like they've never gained ground before so that Bible prophecy could be fulfilled. So they're not dying on the spot because they're going to get it, you know, when Christ comes back. But for now,
right.
you know, they get to enjoy, you know, all of the perverted stuff that they do, and they're perverted. They're just perverted.
Yes, they are.
So
this is not an inheritance. This is a calling.
See what he's trying to do? He's at the same time he's trying to shut up the mouths of the critics. This is not an inheritance, this is a calling. In other words, this
right.
is not me giving it to you. This is from heaven. This is from God.
God ordained this.
Right, and this is just a lie. It's just a lie. Because there are, like you said, there must be, this, in that place that's so huge, there's got to be at least, and I'm being conservative, there's got to be at least 1,000 other women that are saying to themselves,
"Why
that could have been me if I was his daughter."
Yeah.
Right?
Because they probably more qualified and have been with him for a long time, like the lady I mentioned earlier, Rita Twiggs. I don't think she's there anymore, but she's been with him a long time.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, no, this guy is, this is not an inheritance, but a calling. Dude, stop playing games. Everybody knows what this is. Everybody
one
knows.
One and one is not three.
Right.
You know, the math is not mathing here.
Sister AJ, it's so predictable because, look, I already know who's going to be the next pastor of Joel Osteen's church. I already know. And Joel Osteen isn't sick. Joel Osteen hasn't announced that he's going to retire. Joel Osteen hasn't said he's tired. Joel Osteen doesn't say that he would like to hang it up. But we already know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stupid.
Right. And it's easy to see if you look back that Jakes has been grooming Sarah for this for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You mean to tell me, I mean, look, it's like a church I used to go to in Jamaica, Queens. The pastor made his son the bishop of the church, made his son the pastor. When he made him the pastor, the kid was 24. Now, I was long gone. But I met with the bishop. I said, don't do that. If I'm your friend, take my advice. Don't do that. You got another guy here who has been serving with you all these years. Make him the pastor. And then maybe in 20 years when he retires, your son will know something, and then he could be the pastor. Oh,
mm-hmm.
No. The guy who served them all those years, they gave him like a payout, which was nothing, and then hit the road. Here's your little payout. Hit the road by such and such a time. They put the kid in there, and the kid is a complete disaster. Now, I got to tell you, the kid is a nice kid. He's a real nice kid. But you know why daddy put him there? Because daddy wants the kickbacks. Daddy and mommy get a nice paycheck. Not only does daddy and mommy get a nice paycheck, but the kid has three other sisters who work there too. They get paychecks, the three girls. Not only does daddy and mommy get paychecks and the three girls, but daddy has a sister. And daddy's sister, when daddy goes on the road a lot, his sister is his bulldog. She's got to get a paycheck. So you see what I mean? You see how there are a lot of people getting money from this family business, from this plantation. So anybody who's a threat to that, they are shown the door. They're told goodbye with a little severance,
right.
with a little something, you know, to catch a bus to the next town. That's how these people do their friends. They do them like that.
Yeah.
And the poor kid, he's a nice kid. He doesn't know he's being used. It hasn't dawned on him yet that he was used. But he's being used. And not only is he being used, he's being scarred. Because
right.
God's not in it. God's not in it. And when God is not in it, you wind up in trouble.
It makes it 1,000 times harder.
That's it. It's sad. It's just completely sad. All right, let's see.
You are not standing on this stage for family legacy. If you didn't have the...
Sister AJ, come on. He's... Now he's embarrassing himself. See, you're just embarrassing yourself. Dude, everybody knows you're lying. You're lying.
Yes. Yes. He's making too much of a point to say it's not an inheritance for it not to be an inheritance. Why do
right.
you even have to say that?
Right. You know, Ivy Hilliard, when Ivy Hilliard made the decision to put his daughter Trisha in there, he just put her and that
mm-hmm.
was that. This
yeah.
is it. This is it. Dr. Trisha is going to be your next pastor. And he did it. This guy
well,
is here.
So T.D. Jakes has got to do everything with extra flair.
Right. But he's messing it up. He's, you know, when you put too much syrup on the pancakes, you just make a mess.
You're right. Yep.
Right? I mean, okay.
It's sweet enough already.
Correct. You're overdoing it. And when you overdo it, you know, it's like detectives. When detectives bring in a suspect and the suspect says, you know, I can give you my alibi. Well, I didn't ask you for that. Why are you offering an alibi? And then the suspect says something else, you know, and the suspect keeps offering too many things. You know something's not right.
Right.
And that's what Jakes is doing. He's trying to convince the world that it's not what other people do when it's exactly what other people do.
That's right.
It's, you know, people would appreciate it if you didn't listen. It is what it is. I want to put my daughter. I built this church. I want to make sure it stays in the family. People would respect that more than this garbage, you know, because all of this is a lie. All of it. There's not one bit of truth. Not one bit.
None.
Oil, you would not be standing here. I respect God too much.
She's squinting. Nothing's coming out.
No tears yet.
None. And then he says, I respect God too much, but you just twist the scripture.
No, you don't.
And you made her
you
the Messiah.
You just blaspheme the word of God, but he respects God. Please. Please. I guess we're all supposed to be stupid, but, you know, it must be working. Listen to the crowd.
Listen to the crowd. That's it. Listen. Remember last week I was talking about how generous the black church is financially? I mean, they're also generous with their praise. They're too generous to a fault. You know, sometimes they just, you know, if you say, I shot 3 people in the subway. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wait a minute. You didn't even hear what I said. I said I shot 3 people. They praise anything. They praise anything. They look for a reason to shout.
If it's a prep pastor or preacher they love and respect, you know, it's hard for him to do any wrong in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I go back to a preacher like Dr. King. Dr. King is in a grave. The man was cut down. The man was cut down in his... He was just starting to live, just starting. And he's in a grave. Okay, and we celebrate, right? Once a year we pause, we stop, we celebrate, we, you know, we remember, okay? This dude, what has this dude done for anybody? Nothing other than rip them off.
Right.
You see the contrast? You see the difference? I mean, there are two different extremes. One laid down his life for his brethren. This guy's ripping off his brethren. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Just taking advantage of the women and their pain and their issues. Just the same old thing. And now he's passing this to Sarah for her to continue to do the same thing.
Right. From woman thou art loose to woman evolved. What are you evolving into? A super zombie? Is that what you're evolving into?
Yes.
My goodness. It breaks my heart to see this go on and on and on. It breaks my heart. Because, you know, listen, if we're honest, you look at America today, we're in bad shape.
Yes, we're in trouble.
We're in bad, bad shape. In the little town where I'm at, I got an email this morning. In the little town that I'm at, there's a pastor of a Pentecostal church, and he's bringing in a guy named Ramirez. If you Google George Ramirez on YouTube, he's one of those deliverance preachers. He's out casting demons out of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to have that clown, Ramirez, in the church on Halloween because he wants to teach the saints about how to cast out demons out of saints on Halloween. And here we are. Here we are. I mean, America's all jacked up, and this is what the church is doing, putting on little circus acts. It's just crazy. We're in trouble. Look at the economy. Think about this. Let's look at it from a social aspect. Let's forget about the church for a moment. Let's just look at. You look at those NFL stadiums on Sunday. They're packed.
Yes.
Every seat is packed. Now, try pricing those tickets, right? I mean, those tickets are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
And if you sit there and you have a cup of coffee, if you think Starbucks is expensive with their coffee, try getting a cup of coffee at a baseball stadium or football stadium. The stuff is expensive. People are broke, gas is high, and those stadiums are packed. What does that tell you?
Priorities are all messed up.
Right. People aren't thinking. People can't can't see how Biden, and again, this is not Democrat or Republican, Biden has signed up to remove the dollar and to give us a digital currency. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, well, they said it publicly.
Right. But people aren't paying attention because they're caught up with the NFL. They're caught up with baseball, the playoffs, who's making it, who's not making it. They're caught up with the Kardashians, right? They're caught up with all this garbage on TV, all these different channels, all the Netflix. What does Netflix have on? What does Disney Plus have on? They have the people mesmerized. In the meantime, they're doing stuff right under their noses. They're changing all of society. They're remaking, they're refashioning society. And the church is going along with this garbage. The church is into it.
Where the church is a part of the reprogramming.
Right.
I mean, look at how these guys are able to put things over on church folk. And so do you really think that it's like priming church folk to go along with the get along in society?
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you look at the whole thing, whether you're in the church or out of the church, most people are zombified.
It's a strong deception out there that everybody in some way is falling for it.
Everybody in some way is falling for it. People, their money's being taken away from them through inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, okay, so the government gave you these checks, but now they want it back. So they
right, and then some.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Why aren't we not screaming that gas is $5 a gallon? How does that, you know, and then you look at these powerful people, senators, what are they doing there? They're also contributing to the problem because they really don't fight back.
Right.
Because the way you fight back is the way we've always fought back. Educate the people. Remember that movie in Hollywood? It was called Spotlight. Remember the one that won the Academy Award? Spotlight. Because this news agency from the Boston Globe, they had a little crack committee of reporters. It was a little tiny staff who worked out of a basement who put the spotlight on the abuses, the sexual abuses of the Roman Catholic Church. Listen,
mm-hmm.
You want to turn things around, put a spotlight on things. That's what Luther did. He nailed a document to the church door. Put a spotlight
right.
on, and nobody's putting the spotlight. Right? You know, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yes.
And here's Jakes. You're the next one. I have to decrease so that, dude, you're not decreasing. You're the big kahuna.
He is paying it, turning his attention to other things. He's not decreasing.
Right. You see, listen, Jakes is still the kingmaker. How do we know he's still the kingmaker? Because he's making her queen.
Yep.
He's still the – listen, it's the same thing with Carlton Pearson. They used to say, Carlton, how much could I give you just so that you can let me preach at Azusa Street? Because if you made it to Azusa,
right.
you made it.
And record companies were offering him money to put their artists on his stage.
There you go. There you go. Listen, Jakes is a king maker. He is now, and he will always be a king maker. Always. He's not giving.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. When he says I have to decrease, no, he's not decreasing. As soon as people go behind closed doors, they grab his hand and they kiss his ring, like in
yep.
the Godfather movie. He's it. He's it.
Absolutely.
He made Juanita Bynum crawl back on her knees and give her,
yes,
she had to give
sure
him his
did.
Shoes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. No, this is, look, this is staged. This is like
the
Hollywood.
It's the bit for the benefit of the simple-minded.
Right.
Anybody
right.
with half a brain knows what this is.
Everybody knows what this is. Everybody knows what this is. This is a joke. But again, you know, people will fall for it and people will support it and they'll be back next year to Woman Evolved and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's that. All right, let's see. Let's see what more theatrics he has.
To throw somebody up here just because they're kin to me. And I love you too much to put you in a situation for which you were not endowed with the creativity and the strength and the power and the tenacity to do the thing that is set before you. And yes, it will be hard. And yes, it will be difficult. And yes, there will be haters and critics who walk and talk and say everything there is to say about you as they did me. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I want you to understand you have come full circle. You rose to the stage at Lakewood to introduce me. and had the courage to tell your story. At woman, thou art loose. And now you're standing on the stage of woman, thou art loose. As I pass the baton,
does she have any tear ducts? Because, well, I mean, is she a robot
maybe they
or something?
Maybe they clog with mascara or something, because I haven't seen a tear roll yet.
My goodness.
She tried to squeeze one out, but it hasn't made it yet.
My goodness. Nothing. And this is all, I mean, this is all stage. This is, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yes.
If you were to ask Madea, what is this? She would tell you, this is baloney. Right? I mean, you know, now, if Tyler Perry was there, she says, well, let me cut you a check for $500,000. So you can build a
right.
woman, evolve, you know. But if Madea was
lay
there.
Lay hands on her and have her fall out.
Right. Oh, my goodness. This is so bad. This is just bad. This is bad.
All of this. When you were preaching, this is hard. When you were preaching last night, and I sat on the steps, I sat there as a watchman on the wall, and I will sit there as long as I am alive. When you made your announcement, you said that when I invited you back to church when you had Malachi, and stood you up and welcomed you back, that you knew in that moment that I had your back. My hair is now gray. My body is stiff. I am now much older. But with all the strength and might that is within me, I sat over there as a watchman on the wall to say, I still have your back.
Now, why can't this be a private moment between a father and a daughter? Why does this have to be, you know, I have daughters. They would prefer, if I was to say stuff, that I would say it in private.
Right.
What's all this
but
drama?
This stuff has been out for public consumption for years. You know, when we were doing the feature on Sarah, we talked about that. Why is he having her talk about all this stuff publicly?
Right. Back in the day, when I went to church, when I was a young man, you didn't talk about these things. Now, everybody knew what was going on because it was out in the street.
Yes.
But you sat there and you shut your mouth and you did not tout your sin.
No,
you didn't,
we did not.
You didn't say, look, God used it for good. No. You know, God doesn't
no
use whoring for good.
You,
right.
No, if Sarah had tried to get up and do that at my grandmama's church, one of the mothers would have got up and grabbed her by her ear and escorted her out of there.
Right. I'll give you a perfect example in the community. Did Aretha Franklin ever get up there and start giving her testimony?
No.
I'm sure she had
testimony. To her dying day, she was never forthcoming about some of these things in her childhood that people
never
are speculating about.
Never. Never. Right? And listen, her daddy had to run from Buffalo, New York. Because one thing there being speculation about you messing with your own daughter. Another thing is you impregnating a 14-year-old girl that's not even a member, you know, not even in your own family. Your daughter you can probably cover up in those days, but not someone else's child's pregnancy.
Right.
Right? So notice that generation, they didn't get up on there in church and say, let me testify tonight. And this is what happened. Did they? Mm-hmm. Nor did their daddies push them out.
No way. No.
Right?
Mm-mm.
And tell them, go ahead, you take, because this will be good for the brand. No. It's scandalous. That stuff is scandalous. You sit there and you shut up and don't say nothing. You talk to God. If you want to talk, you want to say something, talk, say it to the Lord.
That's right. That's the only talking you did. They didn't
right.
even too much want to hear it even in the household. It's over
exactly.
and done with now.
That's it. That's it. Here, forget it. The more scandalous you are, the higher up you go in the ranks.
Yeah.
Sad. It's sad. It's sad. And he's a watchman on the wall. Meanwhile, he's letting Oprah in to talk to the people about her New Age gospel. You're a watchman on the wall? Please.
Yeah. What wall?
Yeah.
I want you to understand this is not a favor. This is not daddy. This is a divine assignment. That woman thou art loose must evolve.
So this is like the people on the plantation saying, okay, you were a slave in Georgia, but now we're moving you to Louisiana. And they're screaming, they're shouting, they're happy.
You hear them screaming and hollering?
Screaming and hollering.
Oh, my goodness.
They're stupid. The level of stupidity is just, I mean, I'm shocked every day. Every day, I can't believe my own ears. I can't believe it. I can't, you know, this is just mind-boggling
yeah.
to me. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
When I came to Denver to hear you do Woman Evolved, I sat on the front row. And it was then that God spoke to me and said, it is time for you to decrease that she might increase. I had the voice for our generation. Did I not have the anointing to reach around the world to my generation? The Bible says that David served his generation well. My generation is aging as I am aging. You are the voice for this time and for this generation.
See, all it is Massa and the old slaves die. There's a new Massa
mm-hmm.
and new slaves are born. That's all, but it's the same thing.
That's all it is.
That's
but
all
it is.
It's
the same
that's
cycle repeating itself.
That's it. It's the same thing. And you're screaming and shouting, but you have to bring in 100 pounds of cotton today.
exactly.
So
your life
you know,
isn't going to change at all.
No, not for them. Not for these people.
Mm-mm.
Not for these people. And this is
but he loves he loves making them think that it's for them too.
Right. But it's not. It's not. In the early days, when the mafia was expanding and becoming what it was, you know, the mafia bosses did what they had to do, and then they learned that you can go to Vegas and you can kind of clean up the image of the mafia by running casinos. And, you're still the mafia. It's still about the family.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. It's the same thing. Same thing. And the mafia had to get licenses to run the casinos, and they're getting licenses and incorporations to run 501c3s. But it's the same thing. It's organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that. This is T.D. Jakes. This is a master class on organized crime in the church. That's what this is. The same way, listen, we just heard Creflo Dollar, right? Bring that other prophet in, Bishop McClendon.
Clarence McClendon, yeah.
Right? And then the prophet prophesied, Bishop prophesied, you're going to be over this whole region. And you're going to, this is crazy talk, but the people that were there, they were jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
They believed it. And Creflo has weathered his storm, so to speak, right?
Right.
And so there you go. It's all theatrics. That's all it is. Because if you look, David committed sin with Bathsheba. Nathan delivered the prophecy in private. T.D. Jakes could have told her all of this in private, in his living room, in his house. But you see, they like to do it this way because, again, it's a master class on thieving.
Right.
That's the
finale also. This is the last day of the conference, and so this is a way to end it with a flare. And maybe
mm-hmm.
a few more dollars in the offering buckets, too.
Right. All right. She's got, she finally got two tears out. She finally.
After all this time.
After all this time, she's got two tears out.
Bring the bench. There is something I confer upon you. Not all people will like you. Not all people will follow you. Not all people will agree with you. But you preach the gospel in season and out of season. Some people will follow this one, and some people will follow that one, and some will make a career out of trying to kill you. But preach the gospel. Preach it when they like you. Preach it when they hate you. Preach it when you're lonely. Preach it when you're scared to death. Preach it when you don't know what to do or what to say. One day I will be gone, and all you will have is this video. But every time you're back to the corner, and every time you're shoved to the wall, play this video and hear your father tell you that you are enough. You are enough. Sometimes you won't know what to do. Sometimes you won't know what to say. Sometimes your enemy's voice will seem so much louder than your own, but you are enough. They will hate you and betray you and use you and see you only as an opportunity and forget you are a person and that you are a wife and a mother and a daughter, and that you have a life, and they will use you to promote them. But don't forget that you are enough. For every woman who's never been validated by a father, for every woman in this room who has never had a father talk to you like this, this message is not just to Sarah Jakes Roberts. It's to every woman in this room who longed to hear a daddy say that to her. I want you to reach up and receive this as your word from the Lord. Because as I commission her, so I commission you. This is your hour for greatness. This is your hour for strength. This is your hour to stand in the integrity of who God created you to be. And just because you're a leader doesn't mean you can't be a great wife and a great mother. I respect you so much because you have never gotten so high that you didn't honor your husband. And you have never gotten so high that you didn't feed your kids. And you have never gotten so high that you didn't put your family first. You have never gotten so ambitious that you forgot what God has given you in your family. Because when all the crowd is gone and you're laying in the bed sick and you can't breathe, it will not be the crowd that wipes your head. It will be your children and your husband and the people in your life. And that's why I value you, because you come when I'm sick and you're there when your mother's sick, because we are family and your priorities are right. And that's why I know you can do this.
You know, Sister AJ, we just watched the Queen of England pass. And we saw all these people lining up for miles to see
yep.
the Queen. And okay, out of all those people, who got the throne? Who got it?
Charlie boy.
There you go. There you go. It happens every day. And when Donald Trump dies, who's going to get the Trump Tower? One of his
Ivanka
children, right? I mean,
or one of the boys or somebody.
Right. Exactly. So you see, so this whole thing about, here I am, I got my ticket, I got my Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ticket, my golden ticket, to nothing. You got a ticket to nothing.
Empty words, because about it. If one of those women had the gall to call the Potter's house later on to ask for his help or financing or something for something they were doing, how fast do you think they'd get hung up on?
Listen, she would say, he just told me that every woman that had not been validated by their daddy, I'm here. He's my daddy now. Can he validate me with $500? Clink. See,
exactly.
Like you said, empty words.
You're not gonna have. You're not going to have the Jakes machine and resources behind you to help you do what you're doing, like Sarah is going to have
and
has always had.
Always. Always. Because woman evolved. Listen, these people planned for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years they plan. That woman's evolved thing, that's a T.D. Jakes thing. This poor little girl over here couldn't come up with woman evolved. She didn't come up with that.
Nope. And even if she came up with the name, he conceptualized it and put the team together to make it happen and told her how to incorporate, you know, all those business things that he would need to do. He did all that.
He's got everything planned. Everything. And he says, one day I won't be here. Well, do you know when that's going to be? Because
no, he doesn't.
Nobody in the world will miss you. I'll tell you that, because when you affect no one, listen, like you said, Sister AJ, which one of those thousands of women there can go knock on his door, church door today and say, Bishop Jakes, I was just that woman that all those, can you help me out? He ain't helping nobody.
Not a one.
Not a one. But yet he's validating them because they didn't have a daddy.
But that's
they didn't
how
have
he's
a daddy.
Been taking advantage of women all these years, you know, the ones that don't been through things with men who
yep.
don't have a father to validate them. You know, he's showing Sarah the hustle.
Yep. I can grow a church real fast. I can tell you how I can do it. If I start the snowflake society for the weak-minded, you know, abuse, the church would pack out. Why? Because we have mm-hmm. a whole society of snowflakes.
Right.
Right? I mean,
right.
Who hasn't been? My father never validated me. I mean, you know, I'm talking about the term validation the way it's used today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was born into the family. My father put a roof over my head. My father fed me. He put clothes on my back. He made sure I went to school. He made sure I went to church. When I needed the whooping, I got it. But
right.
as far as validating the way, you know, and a prophetic word, or I had none of that. My generation had none of that. And we're strong people. Today, you got to validate them every 2 seconds because they're snowflakes. They're snowflakes.
Yeah. And,
right.
and not dismissing anything that anyone has been through, but especially when we come to the Lord, and it may take time for some of us, but at some point the Lord helps us make peace with the things, with our past and the things that we've experienced.
Right. Absolutely. Listen, at some point in time, right? Okay, so you don't want to forgive somebody. Well, when you don't forgive this person, who does it wind up hurting? It hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person that you want them to you want them to say I'm sorry, those people are so cold-hearted, they're never going to say sorry.
Right.
And you're stuck. So you're stuck, so you got to move on. Oh, but I deserve this. Listen. There's things you deserve, but doesn't mean you're going to get them.
That's true.
Right? So you just
but
have to move
Jakes
on.
Has been able to make tons of money massaging people in their pain.
Right.
But never really help, never really resolving anything, never really pointing them to the Holy Spirit. Now, back in the day, he would mention Jesus and stuff a little bit, but it was more like pop psychology than it was anything else. It dwelt more on the wound and massaging it and irritating that wound more so than anything else, than pointing people to the answer.
Listen, when you go to Women That Are Loose, what did they do every time you went there? They pulled the Band-Aid, and they opened
yeah.
up that scab again. Because they have to remind you, they have to take you back to your victimization point, so that this way
yeah.
they can, you know, go back and tell you how God's going to do this and how God's
yeah.
going to do that. And you know, it's the game. That's the game.
Yeah.
And that's how it works with these people. So, all right, let's go back and see what else he's got to say, because he turned to the crowd and I validate you, I'm your daddy.
Right.
I want you to kneel on this altar. For it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Now, he starts out as John the Baptist and saying, there cometh one who's mightier than I. He's the one who's going to baptize you in Holy Ghost and power. And so, but now we see John the Baptist
now
baptized into Christ.
Well, I guess that's what he's doing. This is her baptism or something like.
Right.
Lord.
So now he's the Christ. He's the one baptizing. Right? This is just confusing. All right.
It is not by DNA. It is not by birth order. It is not by favoritism or nepotism. If I did not know that the hand of the Lord was on you, I would never do this. As Samuel's horn of oil anointed David, I so anoint you. And with every drop of oil that falls upon your head, may the strength and the power of the Almighty God rest upon you. Rest upon your life. Rest upon your life. Rest upon your life.
What a fake fallout. She hit the ground once he laid hands on her head. That was so fake.
I want every woman in this room to lift up your hands and receive the anointing of God. Because when you leave this place, I expect you to do exploits. I expect you to be an overcomer. I expect you to go forth and be whoever God created you to be. I want every man in this room to raise your hands. I know we haven't always had anybody to believe in us or support us or dream with us. And we haven't always had people who weren't so selfish that they wouldn't step aside and give you an opportunity. But I declare a new season in your life. I declare a new moment in your life. This is an impartation that is bigger than her. It includes you. It is time for every woman in this room to evolve into your destiny. Lift your hands and open your mouth and receive the anointing of God as it overshadows you. 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 When my daughter was a little girl and we were riding in the car and I was driving down the road and she was sitting in the back, she would say, "Daddy, I'm cold." And I would pull over on the interstate and take my coat off to cover her up because I love her. And as long as I live, I will cover you. I will take my coat. Off my body. And I will cover you, because it's going to get cold, But as Jacob put his coat on Joseph, so I put my coat on you to speak to women around the world and help them to evolve into their destiny and their career and their family and their creativity. There is no way you could do what you have done and travel from city to city to city, packing out auditoriums and stadiums without the hand of God being upon you. Open your eyes and see. No man can do these things save God be with him. And believe what you see and know who you are. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I want the people of God to shout in this place.
Yeah, enough's enough.
And then you can see from the length of the video, there he's nowhere near finished, but I could sum it up for you if you can't take any more. He basically does some more.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. But,
right.
You know, now where was this held at? Because this looks like a big warehouse.
This was done in Atlanta, Georgia, at the World Congress Center. It's a big, huge facility where they have all kinds of events there. Now, at one time, he had to have these conferences at the Georgia Dome, but he can't pack them in like that anymore. Not for this.
Right. So how many people does this place hold approximately?
I'm not sure because it's a complex of buildings there, so I'm not sure which one he's in, but mm-hmm. you know, or how what the capacity is. Now it's a big place, but it's
right.
not like a Coliseum, a football stadium.
mm-hmm. That, which is what he used to pack.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, he suckered all these people.
Yes, he did.
He suckered them all. And she still has a church in Denver with her husband?
Well, his church was in L.A. That's where they're at. And they were within the church in Denver because, remember, one of the pastors messed up and T.D. Jakes fired him, Chris Hill. And
mm-hmm.
so and he gave that church to Sarah and to Ray, but I think they've closed it. I heard they sold the building and everything. So I don't think that branch exists anymore.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, you know, after the –
Mm-hmm. After the COVID and everything, maybe they just decided to shut that down because Sarah and Teray did have that church in Denver for a while.
Right. So she's back in Texas with her daddy?
No, they're still in L.A. with the church they had there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
He invited her to have the next Woman Evolve conference at the Potter's House, and all his team and everybody is going to help put that thing together and make this big launch. Yeah, he announces that later in this video as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just some more theatrics, and then he and Sarita present her with some kind of thing, and then they exit stage right. And then she gets up there and hoops for a couple minutes.
Unbelievable. I mean, who wants to, please. That's like listening to Get Smart preach.
I'd rather listen to him.
My goodness. It just goes to show the level of stupidity in our society.
Mm-hmm.
It just,
And he also laid his hands on Teray, her husband, as well. He did some little thing with him, and then he fake falls out too.
Yeah. Yeah, they all have to do that fake fallout nonsense. You're going to have to hit me with a sledgehammer for me to go down, because I ain't going down. But my goodness, this is so sad. It's just, you know, and the one thing I can say is I want to thank Jesus for, one, saving my soul, but I also want to thank the Lord for not allowing me to be in one of these churches. Oh, how I thank the Lord for that.
Amen. You know, and I can thank him for that and salvation primarily, but also that I did end up in a church similar to this, and I liked T.D. Jakes for a while, but the Lord in his mercy didn't leave me there. And eventually I saw the truth and came out of it. So I am definitely grateful to him for not just saying, well, if she made her choice, forget her. He didn't do that. He brought me out.
Yeah, because I could have been in that, jumping up and down and thanking T.D. Jakes for giving me a new slave master. You know?
Exactly. Yes. Yes, indeed.
It's tragic. I don't want to be. Listen, if that's the church, leave me at home. If that's what Christianity has become, I'll stay home. I'm just being honest.
Same here.
Because this, you know, you look at this young lady, right, and you say, this poor thing, she's this guy has damaged this girl. He's just damaged her. And
Cora, you know, and he knows the emotional thing, because in my opinion, there is some favoritism towards Sarah.
Absolutely.
They've promoted her more than Cora for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, the sad thing about all of this is, you have all this palace intrigue, you got all of this conniving, all of this fighting, and who's going to get the one seat, you know. It's even tragic among the children, right? I mean, that you got to be fighting for this one throne seat. And it's just deplorable to put your kids at each other's throats. It's just sad.
Yes, it
is. It's
just
sad. Because there's got to be envy. You know, there's got to be strife. I'm pretty sure that other girl is crying somewhere, heartbroken, saying, why wasn't I as pretty, or why wasn't I this, or why didn't daddy favor me, or, you know, why did I have to marry this pedophile bum, and you know, all the things, I'm sure.
60. Yeah.
Just sad. Well, great show as always, and looking forward next week to Michael Todd, and you have
the last word. Well, as always, just thank everyone for listening, and Lord willing, we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your day and week. Bye-bye.